Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is The Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the 30-20 between India and England. We begin the action after Owen Morgan won the toss. He elected to bowl. Your commentary team is Andrew McKenna and Steve Harmison.
And Steve Harmison, first question to you, I suppose. Game number one, England win the toss, stick India in. And England elected to open the bowling with Adil Rashid. Do they do that today?
Looks like they are going to do that today. They're going to gamble, not wasting an over. That's not the right choice of word. Using an over of Radil Rashid's four. And what I mean by that is that Radil Rashid's the only spinner of the England have selected. So if there is, you know, a little bit of assistance for the spin, as and when the day goes on and the ball gets a little bit older, England have potentially only got three overs of spin when we're talking about a red soil pitch. And what I mean by a red soil pitch, in India you've got the black soil surfaces which tend to suit the faster bowlers. Ball comes onto the bat, which have played the first two T20 games on, and this one's a red soil surface which normally means it's going to spin that little bit more, deteriorate that little bit quicker. So you know, interesting that India have got two spinners, England have only got one. And if it does turn and it does get some purchase, England will only have three overs left of the 19 remaining of the game once Adil's finished his first over.
Rohit Sharma has set out the first two games, but he's going to take the first ball of this one. Slip in place, short extra cover. Mid off, backward points and extra cover. The men in on the offside. There's a short, fine leg inside the circle on the leg side. A catching straightish mid wicket. And a mid-on for Adil Rashid. And in fact, mid-on's made his way back to be deep. So Rashid in, right arm over, starts with a leg break and just pushed gently into the offside by Rohit Sharma. Just having a look. We're underway in the third T20 here on TalkSport 2. And the first ball sent down quite happily by Adil Rashid. One slip for Wood as he goes into Rahul Bolding! Middle stump at 45 degrees. KL Rahul is in a horror trot at the moment. But at the moment, it doesn't matter because Mark Wood is sending out absolute beauties. England are bowling really well to a very, very dangerous player. And they're all over him like a cheap suit. India lose their first. Halfway through the third over, they're 7-1.
Spare a thought for KL Rahul. He has had a ball off Jofra Archer, back of a length, which is nipped away. And he's pushed at it, gone through, which means the next ball, another slip. He gets a ball off Mark Wood, 3 mile an hour quicker, which nips back, goes between bat and pad and bowls him all end up. You can say what you want about KL Rahul not in great nick. That is fantastic bowling by England. And India, England have got India where they want them, right at the very, very start. 7-1 here on TalkSport 2.
Mark Wood to start the fifth over. Oh, there's another opportunity for a potential return catch from Rohit Sharma, but he's absolutely pinged this past Mark Wood. It'll go away for four. It's 20-1. He's hit it so straight, Rohit Sharma, the second four of the Indian innings.
Not too dissimilar to the one that Jofra Archer got. Archer, when he bowls a ball, he goes off, you know, off to the left and off to get off the crease. And again, Wood the same. Just gone more towards Mark Wood's right hand between him and the stumps. Rohit Sharma's trying to play a big shot, but because of the pace that's on the ball, just sort of checked the bat in his hand. It really just turned the bat in his hand, but because of the pace on the ball, it's gone for four.
Mark Wood goes in again. Rohit Sharma's flicked this round to short fine leg, and Jofra Archer takes the catch. Rohit went to the leg side. Mark Wood followed him. Great bowling. And it's just paddled around by Rohit to short fine leg. And the two fast and nasties combine. Mark Wood delivers the ball. Jofra Archer takes the catch. In India, a 20 for 2 in the fifth over. Rohit goes for 15 from 17 balls faced.
Well, 109 T20 internationals, and he'll not have had a more uncomfortable innings in an India shirt than what he's just had. Jofra Archer and Mark Wood have tortured one of the very best 2020 batsmen of all time in Rohit Sharma. Front foot, back foot, they've gone at him both ways, both with pace. And this time, Rohit Sharma's looked to give himself some room on the offside. Mark Wood's followed him 146 kilometres an hour and has just managed to get a glove and lob it up to 45. Fantastic start by England. Here comes the India captain. India 20 for 2 on TalkSport 2.
One of the interesting things there was, that's what I was talking about, when you get those short balls from these guys at this pace, you have to swing through. That was a half swing. And that's how Rohit bats. He's a different kind of player. If he swings any harder off that, it just goes over the top, doesn't it? Even though it was off the gloves, it would have just flown away. But it's those half swings against these guys. You have to use their pace back against them. And in that case, I mean, he just got completely tangled, didn't he?
Virat Kohli, the man to the crease, of course, made 73 not out in the second game. His first 50 for India at home against England in T20 internationals. Still not made 100, of course. 94 is his best. Be nice to get it today. Just from a purely selfish point of view. Set things up quite nicely. Mark Wood then to complete the fifth over of this innings. Full, straight, quick. Oh, Virat Kohli, lovely shot. He's almost put the bat there. The ball is arriving at so much pace. Kohli kind of puts the bat there in a semi-aggressive manner and pushes it through extra cover away for four. He's underway with a boundary. After five overs, India 24 for two. Kohli has four. Kishan has four. Steve Harmison has his thoughts. And Guy Swindles will take over the ball by
ball. Yeah, beautiful shot, Macca. Absolute beauty. Middle of the bat. And he just guided it between the two fielders, using the pace that's on the ball. Didn't mind it from Mark Wood. He's risked a little bit at the end of last ball, the over, to bring slip into play. He's gone a bit fuller. It's cost him a boundary, but I'm sure he'll not be bothered about that with where the over's gone.
Well, Chris Jordan's coming round the wicket to him. And it'll be interesting to see how Ishan Kishan adjusts. Obviously so successful in his very first international T20 in the last match, as, of course, was Virat Kohli. Was dropped on 10, but then played absolutely beautifully. Apparently, he'd been speaking before the match to AB de Villiers. As he said, he was thinking about a few other things rather than cricket, and de Villiers just told him to cut all the noise out and just concentrate on playing, and that could be advice. Comes back to pay England, but that's been hoiked straight up in the air. Now, Butler is there, and Ishan Kishan has gone. He needed to make the run rate climb slightly. All he did was make the ball climb a lot, and it fell into the hands of Jos Buttler. It's a wicket for Chris Jordan, and India disarray. 24 for 3 in the sixth.
And a change of bowler. Ishan Kishan's thinking, right, I can have a go at this. And it's just a little bit wider than he probably wanted. Jordan from around the wicket. He's probably possibly expecting that to come a little bit tighter on the angle. So he's going to help it around the corner. And he's just had to fetch it. Top edged it. Gone straight up in the air. It would be very, very disappointed, Ishan Kishan.
Stokes, bizarre to say it, probably with his place under a little bit of pressure as he moves. Bowls down the leg side. Bowls on leg stump and gets turned around the corner by Rishabh Pant, who gets off the mark with a boundary, and an avoidable boundary, really, Alex. Not Ben Stokes' best delivery.
No, just getting his line wrong, just straying on the pads. Any good player is not going to miss out on that. Got a good portion of that, flicked it down to fine leg, where fine leg's obviously very wide, four runs, and he just needs to be careful here, Ben. All the good work of the top three bowlers there, he just needs to make sure that he keeps it together and keeps the pressure on these Indian batsmen.
As Rashid continues to bowl and just manages to squirt the ball past short fine leg, and that will be a boundary for Rishabh Pant. Probably not the most convincing shot he's ever played in his life, but the result is a good one as far as he and India are concerned. Adil Rashid looked a little disgruntled, understandably, but it was a decent sweep shot in the end, and he played it very, very fine indeed. And the score goes on to 48 for three. Rashid in again. Oh, and this has been blasted over mid-off, and it's gone for four. One of those occasions, you look and see if there's a fielder there. There isn't. It's brilliantly placed, and Pant has started this Adil Rashid over. 4-4.
Every time I see this young man play the shot, it hurts my back. He puts so much energy. You think of a golfer on his swing when he's playing with the driver. He puts absolutely everything, kitchen sink, all of it, into that shot. Fantastic.
It's the right-handed Kohli facing Jordan. A little bit leg side-ish. He's gone across. It's taken, I think, the thigh pad on the way through. It lands short of Joss Butler, who covers it up, stops it going away. It's obviously brushed something on the way through because the umpire hasn't signalled wide. And we all know anything down the leg side nowadays gets called straight away. It wasn't, it was bat. That was down the leg side again. There's something about Virat Kohli and down the leg side at the moment. He was put down by Joss Butler on Sunday. That one didn't carry, though. Kohli waits. Bat raised, waiting for Jordan. Swings into the leg side. Now it's gone high. I'm not sure it's got the distance. It hasn't got the distance to go all the way. It's a one bounce four, but he's picked a really good spot because there's a man pretty square at square leg-ish and a long on, which means deep mid-wicket, cow corner kind of area is open. And Virat Kohli doesn't often go for cow corner, but he executes beautifully on this occasion for four runs.
Yeah, it's a great shot. A lot of bottom hand in that shot there. Just sort of fetching it, come onto my side, fantastic shot. I think he's disappointed with the ball before, actually, that he didn't sort of hit that for a four or six as he did on Sunday when Chris Jordan sort of erred in that line and just sort of missed out. So I think there was a lot of violence in that shot.
Sam Curran then to bowl to Rishabh Pant, left-hander to left-hander, over the wicket, and Rishabh Pant is guiding this one to points. They'll take one and come back for a second. Pant goes to 23. Oh, it's a bit of a misfield. Now there's a yes-no interlude. There could be a run out. There is! Virat Kohli and Rishabh Pant have got themselves in a tangle, and Pant has run himself out, going for a third on Joss Butler's attempted flick at the end of the second. The ball got away, and got away from the stumps. They called for a third. The ball then got flung back in, went to Sam Curran, who runs Rishabh Pant out by about a foot and a half.
That is, that's not good. That is not great. I mean, listen, it was a run too, but Virat being Virat, you know, Rishabh Pant got in on his two. He's gone past the stumps, obviously with a little bit of a misfield. As we were just sort of watching it now, you know, he's gone past the stumps, not even thinking of it. And he's like he's running in treacle to try and get back for that third. He is running extremely slow for that third one. It is a bad one because he was looking in good nick and they needed him to carry on for a long while.
I don't know if you've been on social media last week, Jules, when there was a clip from the European cricket where there was a drop catch followed by two runner. Yeah. There's a bit of that there in that Rishabh suddenly went, you can't be serious. And Virat was already coming, so he went, I'm going to have to run. The only thing that could have happened then was Sam Curran headbutting the ball. Otherwise, that was always out. It really did look like some invisible force was holding Rishabh back. He had already given up.
Well, that was basically club cricket. And that's being rude to club cricket. That was awful. India made a change today. Surikumar Yadav was left out to get Rohit Sharma back in as Mark Wood is on his way back in. Shreyas Iyer steps back, carves this into the offside. He's carved it straight to backward point and he's caught by David Malan. And Mark Wood has another one. He pumps his right fist. India at 86 for 5 and Shreyas Iyer has gone for 9. Mark Wood now has 3 for 13.
That's exactly what we're saying, Macca. We're going to hit the pitch hard. Are you good enough to hit it for 6? 70 metres, square of the wicket. I'm going to put pace on it. Which way do you go? He did a little soft shoe shuffle there, did Shreyas Iyer. He went outside off stump to then backpedal. A little bit off balance, and he's just top. Well, he's not top edged it. He's middled it, and he's hit it straight up in the air, gone high to deep point. And the way the boundaries are on this ground, you've got to hit it absolutely perfect to hit it for six square of the wicket, because if not, you're in trouble. And that's what happened there, and India are in serious trouble now at 86 for five here on TalkSport 2.
Worth mentioning, he actually had 1 foot off the pitch when he hit that. He ended up in so many... I mean, he took about nine steps to get to a position. He went one way, then the other. I think that was a good wicket for India.
England very lucky to have Chris Jordan, who is coming in to bowl again now. Third ball of this over, and that's on the leg stump, and it's been flicked away, and I think all the way, yes, all the way. And the moment he bowled that ball, he knew he was in a spot of bother, and Virat Kohli clambered in and said, thank you very much, and flicks it over deep square for a maximum. Kohli moves to 45, India to 107 for five.
Yeah, that's a great shot. CJ, more than most, sees the batsman move, followed him, but Kohli just picked him up with that bottom hand swivel. It's like a shot of disrespect, hitting around deep, deep square, going all the way. Great shot. Jordan under pressure now, midway through his over.
Jordan in again, and that is weighted on by Kohli, and then Kohli bisects two fielders, and that is something very, very special from a very special batsman. What a way to bring up your 50 from 37 deliveries from Virat Kohli. It really has been a masterclass, and it included five fours, a couple of sixes, and has come off just 37 deliveries, delivering just when his team needed it.
Yeah, he's just unbelievable from the goat. He's unbelievable. He's fantastic.
Jofra Archer is looking on. We're looking on. What a great duel it is between the best bowler so far on the pitch, Mark Wood, and the best batsman by a distance, Virat Kohli, in this third T20 on TalkSport 2, as Wood's in again. Kohli steps outside off and pulls him over the mid-wicket boundary for six. Wood is bowling at 90 miles an hour, and he treated him like an off-spinner.
That's phenomenal. But nothing this guy does is it's like you just expect the brilliance from this man. He has everything, every shot, 360 player. As you say, Mark Wood's bowling express 90-plus miles an hour. He just steps across to the offside and fetches him and hits him deep into deep square for six runs. That's fantastic. Pressure on the bowler.
So Mark Wood in again, bowling fuller this time, and Kohli just launches him back over his head for another maximum. Forced to pitch it up because Kohli had treated his short ball with disdain. And the leg delivery has also gone for six runs as well. Kohli in fantastic form moves on to 62 from just 39. And Wood, who had given away 14 runs in his first three overs, has given away 13 runs in his last three balls.
The thing I enjoyed most about that shot, that's a proper cricket shot. All right, there's no aggression. All he's done, he's bowling fast as Mark Wood. He's just picked him up, left it, ball's full in length. He's able to get underneath it, and he just check-drived him. Check-drived him to long off for six. That's fantastic batting, and that's why, for me, this guy's the GOAT.
Well, watching him when he's in this sublime form, there's Wood in again, and that this time is a slightly ugly shot, but it's carved away for four more. It's not the elegance we have seen from Kohli, but it's effective, and it's four more as a thickish outside edge goes square for four. Wood feels he had a slight moral victory there, but doesn't really matter, and the 17 comes off the over now.
So
it is Chris Jordan who has the responsibility of the final over. He started with a wicket maiden that has now got the figures of 1 for 21 from 3. And a huge amount of pressure with Virat Kohli going like a train at the moment. It's Jordan in, and that's Pandya who just biffs him away for 6. That's just strong arm. That's bullying. That's just smashing it over cover point for 6.
Oof. That's incredible. Fantastic batting. That's where the game's changed. You wouldn't have seen this 15 years, 10 years ago. Short ball. Just sort of rocked on the back foot a little bit. Getting that elevation, using the hips. 79 yards over point. I mean...
meters. Just not yards, meters. That's
a
big hit.
That is some shot. And this time it's carved away by Hardik Pandya, and he's carried all the way to the boundary for 6, and suddenly the short deliveries that have been so effective earlier in this innings are beginning to be carted And Hardik Pandya has just put that one away for a maximum. And after just four runs from his first nine, he's 10 from 10. And we've seen three maximums in the last six deliveries. Brilliant from these two Indian batsmen. And the pressure back on England for the first time, really, in this innings.
That's the only downside of bowling express pace. If a batsman's going to swing, swing hard, and the ball is going to fly. That has gone down to third man. There's no reason why it should do. But when you're bowling with that pace, and as you said, it only went 60 metres. I mean, don't get me started about some of these boundaries. don't let me go down there. But that's fantastic. And this is the impetus that India needed, as you said. You know, we feel that it might not be enough, but it gives them a chance, doesn't it?
As Jordan is into that man, Kohli, it's wide, and Kohli just drives him out into the offside. And despite Bairstow sprinting round like Linford Christie, he can't get there. The ball's gone for four more, and the score goes up to 153 for five.
If he's looking to bowl them type of deliveries, man on the point boundary is far too square. Needs to get him straighter. Gave him too much width. Virat's front foot's nowhere near it, but good hands. Hands through the ball. He's hit it in front of square, and as I said, that point guy patrolling the boundary there is far too square. He needs to get in front if he's going to give that width and look to go full.
Well, the final ball then of the Indian innings. Chris Jordan in. Hardik Pandya has just gone for the smash. He's playing tennis again, and a brilliant catch. A brilliant catch by Jofra Archer. Means England stop any runs coming off that final ball. Hardik Pandya goes for 17. That was an amazing catch at mid-on, diving forward from Jofra Archer to get his mate a second wicket. Chris Jordan and India's innings. Well, their first 10 overs, 55 for 3. After another 10 overs, they're 156 for 6. So 101 from those last 10 overs. All down to Virat Kohli for the second time in this T20 series. Has held his side together, 77 from 46 deliveries, 8 fours, 4 sixes. England, well, Mark Wood led the way, took 3 wickets, but England now to win this match require 157. Fascinating to see how England go about this chase and how India go about trying to stop them. They've got a voice of experience as well with Rohit Sharma in the side as well to offer some advice and assistance.
I don't think Virat's come out on the field. I think Rohit's, the camera's showing Rohit, because I think actually Rohit's captain at this moment in time.
Well, he's a man who's been pretty successful in that role in IPL over recent years. Be interesting to see who looks if Bhuvneshwar Kumar is going to bowl the first over. A man of vast experience. He's played 45 of these matches, international T20s. And he's taken 42 wickets at an average of just under 27. Best figures of 5 for 24. And an economy rate a fraction over 7, which means he's very difficult to get away. Anything around 7 in T20, and you are a very good bowler indeed. Jason Roy, though, will be looking to continue his good work in the first two matches. He said he rediscovered his love for the game when he was on Big Bash duty this winter. And he said it was playing in front of the crowds that really lifted him. So it'll be interesting to see how he copes with no crowds at all in today. And whether he can still find the love for the game that England need him to if they're to set off in pursuit of this 157. And take a 2-1 lead in this series. Bhuvneshwar Kumar now begins to move towards the stumps. Bowls right arm over. It's just played out into the offside by Jason Roy. No run.
And a little bit of swing there for Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Fantastic exponent of the brand new white ball in and around that off stump. Different challenge to what Archer and Wood, but a similar one when it comes to wicket taking. He challenges the outside edge of the bat. He looks to bring slip into play, the keeper, and slip into play, especially against the right-hander in the first over.
Scratching at the moment, Jason Roy. One off 9 deliveries. We know how quickly he can turn things around, though. Bhuvneshwar Kumar, and that is clubbed by Jason Roy. back for four. Just Bhuvneshwar Kumar didn't have a chance to react as the ball came like a bullet back by his toes. Not very pretty, but enormously effective from Jason Roy, and that certainly helped work off a little of the frustration he must have been feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. The frustration in his face just gives himself some room. Probably looking to think, right, if he pitches it up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Which is natural length, Kumar. I can hit him over the top of extra cover, but he's bowled back of a length. Just tried to be brute force straight back down the ground, and there's no fielders behind the umpire, behind the stumps, behind the umpire and behind the bowler. Four runs, and that might just ignite Jason Roy into a little bit more of a touch.
Kumar in again, and Roy tries to play the ramp. It doesn't go the right way. He was trying to play it over third man. In the end, it goes over fine leg. The result is the same, though. It's four more runs.
Yeah, he's gone fine leg. Fine leg and third man are both inside the circle. So he's gone to look to head it behind the wicketkeeper. I think he did try and change towards hit it towards third man. And then, again, he just went again. So he's gone to go down leg side. He's then seen it down offside. He's trying to change his hands, but then his hands took over again, gone offside.
In again, and that is just played down in front of himself by Jason Roy. No run. Jared?
I think it got the toe of the bat, so I'm not sure it mattered where he was trying to hit it in the end. Did it? It just went right off the toe of the bat. That's probably the worst place you can hit it as well, because all he really wants to do is get some air. And he's got the toe. That's the place where it could have gone straight up. So he's very lucky to get away from that.
England are 16 without loss here on TalkSport 2 after three overs. The first sign of spin, Yuzvendra Chahal, the leg spinner, will be coming on now. His 49th match. 61 wickets at an average of 25. Dangerous man, I think. He's taken a best of 6 for 25, and that was against England. So he's in again, and immediately is met with the broad bat of Joss Butler and smashed about 20 rows back into the crowd. He must be getting fed up with this, Chahal. Every time he comes on to bowl, an England batsman says, right, it's time to start hitting out, and his first ball invariably goes for 6 in any spell, and it's happened again.
Well, a lot of the batsmen in 2020 cricket do feel that a leg spinner, the minute he throws it just a touch above the eye line, it gives him a chance to run down the wicket and hit it straight. A lot of IPL experience in Joss Butler, in Indian conditions, facing the spinners, and that's exactly what he's done there. Look to put the pressure on the bowler from the very, very first ball. Now, where does Chahal bowl? He's got two men outside the circle. He's gone for 6 off the first ball. His captain needs him to take wickets. And, you know, the England batsman's got the upper hand.
So now it is Jason Roy who, in the first T20, hit Chahal's first ball for 6, who now faces his first delivery from the leg spinner. And he immediately reverse sweeps it straight into the hands of Rohit Sharma at... just working out where he was. He was at point. And it's a reverse sweep. Roy has gone. It's been a scratchy innings. 9 from 13 deliveries. And Jason Roy has gone. The score is 23 for 1 and a wicket for Chahal.
Yeah, a little bit of anticlimax there. You're expecting this to be right up Jason Roy's street. Short third man, backward point inside the circle, cover point inside the circle. If he throws it above the eye line, Jason Roy runs down the pitch, can hit him for 6. If he bowls it that little bit fuller, Jason Roy, very comfortable, very accomplished, a reverse sweeper, and he's gone for the reverse sweep. Ball just outside off stump. Just sat in a little bit, sat in the surface, and he's managed to help it straight into Rohit Sharma's hands. Dive forward, but didn't have to do too much. Pretty easy catch. TM ending for Jason Roy. England 23 for 1 here on TalkSport 2.
Chahal in again. Butler's down the wicket again. Butler smashed him for 6 again. Butler is in bionic form at the moment, and that is 2 huge sixes in this over off Chahal. And while Jason Roy might be struggling against leg spin at the moment, Josh Butler is not. 20 from 9 now.
Yeah, the modern way, the modern player, the modern thought. Doesn't matter what's happening at the other end. I play my game, I'm batting in my way, and this is my innings. Wicket falls 2 balls earlier in the over, in the power play. Josh Butler's not thinking of anything else but himself and the way he plays, and that's a great shot down the ground.
Well, the final ball now coming up from Shardul Thakur in this 5th over. Josh Butler, oh, smashed it miles up in the air. Now does it carry? Yes, it does. For the first time he didn't truly middle it, but it doesn't matter when Butler gets hold of it like that. It's 6 more. Thakur can't believe his luck. Butler moves to 34 from just 14 deliveries in this 3rd T20 here on TalkSport 2. Milan is at the moment 2 not out from 3 deliveries, and after a word from Steve Harmison to enjoy Jason Butler, it'll be Andrew McKenna.
Yeah, another one banged into the pitch by Thakur, cross seamer, ball's just sat in, it didn't quite come off as much as it was what Josh Butler thought it was. He had to wait, he had to fetch it, but because he's so strong and so powerful, he's managed to get enough on it to go for 6. And when you look at, said in the middle there, 20 runs short, you know, England 46 for 1 with 1 over left in the power play. India 24 for 3 inside the power play. And the way Josh Butler's going, if they don't get him out in this over or the next over, could be just that bit too far for India, too much for India to come back from, because Butler looks in sublime touch.
Well, right, Butler is now playing the reverse, so he's played this left-handed from Chahal, and he's effectively played it left-handed through square leg, clean as a whistle for 4. England's 50 is up, 51 for 1, 2 balls into the 6th, and Josh Butler has 38 of those from just 15 balls.
That's a fantastic shot. Utter disdain from Josh Butler, turned around as if he was left-handed and smoked it in front of square. He's got every portion of that fielder. Ishan Kishan's got no chance, and he has smoked that Macca. Fantastic shot, 38 from 15.
Chahal comes in, Butler bends at the knees, it's a short ball, it's whacked into the leg side all along the floor by Josh Butler, and it's away for 4. Shreyas Iyer was quite wide at mid-wicket, so Butler helps himself to 4 more, and the total continues to rise. 57 for 1 are England at the end of the power play period. 6 overs gone, and Josh Butler just continues to roll and roll and roll. He goes to 43 from 17 balls. Alex Tudor.
Yeah, that was a pie, long hop by Chahal, and you know, the form that Josh is in, he's not going to miss out on that, pounced on it.
Josh Butler, 49 not out. Hardik Pandya goes in, Butler gives himself some room, gets a ball that he can pull away into the leg side, and he'll get a single as Ishan Kishan fields at deep square leg, and Josh Butler has his 11th 50 in T20 international cricket. He gets there from 26 balls. 72 for 1 are England, and Josh Butler has hit 4 fours and 3 sixes, but as he will know, it's only job half done. England 72 for 1.
Yeah, quality 50 there by Butler, one of England's X-factor players, phenomenal player, 360 around the ground, destructive, and it was well compiled 50 runs, but as you rightly said, Mackie, he'll need to go on, sort of make that 80-90.
Hardik Pandya for the final time this over. Makes his way in past the umpire. Right arm over. It's a short ball. It's a bouncer. It's a quick one. And David Milan has played an incredible shot. He's gone the pull. He was way too late on it. It loops up, flies straight back over the wicketkeeper's head, dead straight, wicket to wicket, and goes for six. It's 78 for one. And Hardik Pandya walks off chuckling away for himself because he knows he's done. David Milan all ends up there. David Milan is a quarter of the way through that shot. At best, it hits the stickers at the top of the bat and it's cleared the boundary by a metre.
That's where the game's a joke, Mecca. You know, he's outfoxed him, outdone him there, done him for pace, rushed him. It's a top edge and it's gone for six. And that's not ridiculous.
Not just that, that's not their big nasty fast bowler either.
No,
this is their fifth choice bowler. This is their Paul Collingwood, man.
No, come on now.
Hardik, but he's not a
I know what you mean,
bowler.
But like Hardik, when he's fit, he's a good bowler.
No.
He takes wickets. But he's quicker than you think.
But think of the same. Think of Ian Harvey 20 years ago,
yeah,
bowling a bouncer. He isn't going for six off the off the splice, is he?
Sundar around the wicket. Milan's coming down the pitch and is stumped. Missed it by a long way. And Pant had the bails off in a flash. And England's second wicket goes down. Washington Sundar gets David Milan. England 81 for two.
Yeah, he's tried. Chances arm come down the wicket. Missed it. Got nowhere near it. It's not like it was a big turning off spinner. Just got a bit of bounce. Just some sort of extra bounce. Not massive turn, he's just missed it. And Pant behind the stumps, he's been great all series during the test series, during this one-day series, was never going to miss that. Easily done. And David Milan is walking back 81 for two on TalkSport 2.
Johnny Bairstow will come out to meet him. 26 not out in the first game, 20 in the second game. So yet to make eight. Massive contribution. Of course, he couldn't make any more contribution than he made in the first game because England reached their target with Bairstow 26 not out. He was looking in good touch. Today would be a good time to continue where he's going. Now, Virat Kohli's got the troops in. He is having a really quite animated and impassioned chat because I think Alex Tudor, this conversation is, right, lads, one brings two and all of that. We need a couple more here.
It's the first time he's ever done a passion chat.
Well, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, there was a lot of meaning in there, wasn't there, for Virat, and obviously get his troops in. Look, that was a big wicket. Get him in. As you rightly say, Macca, one brings two. Bairstow, let's try and get him under pressure. Keep Butler off strike as long as we can so he can get frustrated and maybe do something rash. And let's just see if we can take this game deep.
Washington Sundar for the final ball of the 10th over. Josh Butler is deep in the crease, pushes out onto the offside. Butler will take a single that takes him to 53. England are 83 for two, so they're over halfway there. The target is 157 to go 2-1 up in the series. Some more thoughts from Alex Tudor, and Guy Swindles will take over the ball by ball.
Well, while Butler's there, England will feel quite reassured. He's batting very nicely, 53 off 29 balls respectively. Johnny Bairstow just walking to the wicket, has faced one ball. Time for him to get in and bed himself in, obviously, with Joss going so well, and obviously with Morgan, Stokes, Curran, Archer. I mean, listen, we go down to number 10, even Woody's able to put a bit of long blade on it also. So England bat deep, but hopefully they won't be needed. As you say, if Butler bats for another four or five overs, this game is done.
So Chahal comes on. Now, Butler was fairly brutal with Chahal earlier on. Interesting, this stage of proceedings, England are 92 for 2, India was 62 for 3, and that's immediately reverse swept by Butler as he greets Chahal with a 4. And Butler is in just sublime form. He's playing shots all around the wicket. The only similarity between all of them is they're coming off the middle of the bat.
Yeah, the middle of the bat, and he played that one left-handed. You know, showed his hand very, very early there. Joss Butler turned round in the crease, changed his hands, and the two fielders at sort of 45 and a backward point. It was a beautiful foot there. Just it looked as though he was potentially going to advance down the surface, down the wicket, but he was looking to get the sweep shot, and he was looking to get out early, show his hand, and Washington Sundar just dropped it short, and then, like you say, it was unlucky by the fielder. He managed to stop the ball, but he dived into the rope at the same time.
Well, the final ball of this 14th over from Washington Sundar, right arm over, and is smashed back over his head by Butler, who has timed this magnificently. That must be 15 rows back into the stand, and England, after 14 overs, are now 120 for 2. They require another 37 runs off just 6 overs, and England in a wonderful position on 120 for 2.
Josh Butler's been waiting probably about 6 or 7 balls for that. He's just had an inside edge, outside edge, missed the sweep. Little bit scratchy for the last 6 or 7 balls. Probably saying to himself, he just got to throw this one ball above the eye line and I'm going to hit him out of the ground. I need something just to kickstart the next part of my innings. And boy, did he get that. Timed it absolutely perfect. Doesn't need to get to the pitch of the ball when you've got a hand-eye coordination the way Josh Butler has. Not much foot movement. Sundar chucks it up. Butler looks to hit him for 6. Andy duly obliged. Magnificent shot there by the England opening batsman.
Washington Sundar, a man who's difficult to get away for a spinner. It's under 7 and over he has gone for in his T20 international career, but that is a single off the first ball. Powered away by Bairstow for a single.
And again, sloppy fielding, middle misfielding there, a fumble in the deep, throw in, which was like 3 or 4 bounces. She pants got to take it in the middle of the wicket. It's just India look as though a team that look as though they're already beaten.
Washington Sundar in again. Butler goes back under, comes off the bottom side of the bat, underside of the bat, and squirts out behind the batsman on the leg side, but they go through for a single, and just the timing going probably for the first time in his innings.
Yeah, just skipped on by Sundar. It's difficult. Sundar bowls, he bowls a beautiful off spinner that turn, which has got a little bit more loop, which he just throws above the eye line. But the one that goes flat doesn't really turn that much, tends to get the seam most upright, and that one there just skips off the surface and it hurries the batsman.
In again then Washington Sundar. Yes. Bairstow gets down on one knee and plays an excellent sweep shot. This should go all the way, and it does go all the way, courtesy of the fielder, who was a bit unlucky. He took a brilliant slide, Shardul, but as he stopped the ball, he went into the boundary ropes, and Bairstow has, well, his first boundary as he moves to 11 from 10 balls, and England move to 113 for 2. And seeing you through to the conclusion of this one, it's Andrew McKenna.
Thank you, Guy. England need 30 from 30. Josh Butler is at the non-striker's end now, so Johnny Bairstow will swing hard at Washington Sundar. It's taken on the pad, rolls out on the offside, and there's no run.
Last 15, 20 minutes, India have looked a beaten side, culminating in Virat Kohli's catch. And something you mentioned there, Macken, a lot has been mentioned about this series so far, and the toss. I don't think the toss has had any effect on this match. I think it's talk about pure skill factor. England's bowlers have won England the match in that power play. Don't think it had anything to do with the surface. The surface is exactly the same for both sides here. I think England's bowlers have put the ball in the right area, tried to take wickets in that power play, and that's the difference between England winning this and losing. Yes, Josh Butler's got 81 and he's played a match winning innings to get England over the line here, because I think England win comfortably. But the whole game was set up by that power play explosion by England's attacking bowlers, and I chuck Adil Rashid in that as well, not just the two fast lads. England looked to take wickets in that first 6, and that's the difference for me between this the winning and losing the game.
Shardul Thakur is back in and he's going to start his third over. 0 for 19 so far. He goes in. Bairstow swings hard into the leg side, gets an outside edge that lands a couple of feet short of the rope at third man, and it turns into a 1 bounce 4. It's one of those days for India at the moment, and it goes away for 4. England 136 for 2. It's 21 needed from 23 balls. Alex Tudor, this is, well, it's a great day if you're England at the moment.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm glad that Harmy picked it up. You know, talking, because sometimes bowlers go under the radar. 2020, it's all about a batsman, batsman, batsman. Those 6 overs by Wood and Archer. First honours won this game for England here tonight.
21 from 23 needed. Bairstow swings high at this one. This is flown up into the air at third man. Should be a man underneath it, but Chihal doesn't lay a glove on it. It goes to ground. It was high. It was swirling a bit, but Chihal, I'm not even going to say he's dropped it. He hasn't got close to it. And, well, that pretty much sums up India at the moment. England 138 for 2, 19 needed off 22 now.
Well, Jude, what do you tell the school kids when they're at that school, when they get practicing the hits, the range hitting? If you're going to swing, swing hard. And boy, did Bairstow swing hard there. He wasn't looking at the ball. Big double swish at the end of it. And he's managed to get a thick outside edge, which hasn't quite carried down to third man. And Chihal got fingertips to it, but it would have been a fantastic catch because he covered a lot of ground to get there.
Pecora is in. It's a slower ball bounce. Bairstow helps it around the corner through square leg. Will be just a single. It takes Bairstow to 23. England 139 for 2. Need 18 from 21. India have got to come up with something to at least make England think. I mean, look, England still have Morgan, Stokes.
Keep going, Maka. Keep going.
Exactly.
Keep
going. They're not exactly going to be overly worried, but they've got to at least, in India, at least make England think, oh, hang on a minute. And at the moment, that's not happening. India, England have silenced the crowd, if nothing else. Sorry. Bhuvi Kumar in. Bairstow goes on a ramp and has got it fine and has got it away for four. And it's a good job he has got it away for four because he got in a tangle, fell over. So if he had gone to the fielder, he wouldn't have been able to run a single. But he's gone for four and England now need just 10 to win this game. It's 147 for two.
This is a ridiculous shot. This is a ridiculous. He's nearly fallen over when he's hit this. He's gone early, showed the bowler what he's going to do. And he's just kept going. And it was like, you know, he's more or less on one knee as he's fallen over to the offside. And he just helped around the corner. Fantastic shot by Johnny Bairstow. And it shows he's keeping his eyes on the ball. Because if he's not watching the ball all the way in there, he doesn't hit that.
Shardul Thakur to start the 19th. Gets walloped into the leg side. And he'll go away for four. Johnny Bairstow gets England within one shot of winning this game. They go to 154 for two. And Bairstow to 36 as he cracks that through mid-wicket.
Yeah, quite simply for Johnny. Johnny's before the ball's bowled. I'm hitting the ball over the top of mid-wicket, and I'm not bothered where you pitch it. And he slapped it straight over the top of mid-wicket. Come over to my side. One boundary to go. And it would not surprise me the way Johnny Bairstow is, the mindset he's in, and if he doesn't try and finish it in this ball.
I think this might be a knuckle ball, the way that Thakur's put this into his hand. It's a slower ball. His boulder's a bouncer. It's been hammered down to third man, and it will bounce once, twice, and roll into the advertising hoarding. And Johnny Bairstow pumps his fist because England have won. They have gone 2-1 up in the series. They win by 8 wickets with 10 balls to spare. And Virat Kohli wanders over to the England batsman to shake hands, but not before the fact he's had a little shake of his head in disappointment, because England have absolutely dominated this. They won the toss, which is probably a key factor in all of this, but they then delivered a performance as India was restricted to 156 for 6. Virat Kohli front and centre in that. He made 77 of those from only 46 balls. Mark Wood with 3 wickets. Jofra Archer went wicketless, but both of them bowled absolutely rapidly. Chris Jordan weighed in with 2 as well. But in reply, 157 at just under 7.9 and over was what they were set England. Well, they've done it at an absolute canter.
A comfortable win for England, who dominated with bat and ball from the start. They go 2-1 up in the series with 2 to play. The next match is on Thursday. A reminder, you can check out the following on podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. Join us once again on Thursday for live and exclusive coverage of the fourth T20 from 12:30 on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.